The fight to save Demi Lovato. Young, gifted, and drawn to darkness, she's sung of addiction and anguish with startling rawness. Now a shocking overdose has loved ones praying she finds healing before it's too late. As she neared the end of her set on July 22nd at the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles, Demi Lovato was solemn, belting out her latest single, Sober, a heart-wrenching ballad she released last month that revealed she had relapsed after 6 years of sobriety. The singer faltered and brushed back her hair as she scanned the crowd. F. I forgot the words, she said, as fans screamed encouragement. We all laughed because she laughed too, says concertgoer Fernanda Martinez. The words she left out that night were, I'm sorry that I'm here again. I promise I'll get help. A few of us pointed that out, but we said we were probably overthinking it. They weren't. Less than 48 hours later, just before 11:30 a.m. on July 24th, paramedics rushed to Lovato's home in the Hollywood Hills and revived the unconscious singer with Narcan, an emergency medication administered in opioid overdoses. Multiple sources close to the 25-year-old entertainer, who partied with friends at West Hollywood's Saddle Ranch Chop House to celebrate the birthday of backup dancer Danny Vitale the night before, deny a report she took heroin, but Lovato was reportedly uncooperative when questioned by cops about the drugs she ingested. At press time, she remained at L.A.'s Cedars-Sinai Hospital, dealing with the complications related to her overdose. Those who know Lovato best say that while the incident shocked her legions of fans, it was sadly not surprising. Says a source familiar with her problems, this is absolutely what so many people feared would happen. Almost from the start, Lovato has been nearly as famous for her troubles as she has been for her formidable voice. The star's mother, former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader Deanna De La Garza, 56, left Lovato's father when she was a toddler after the marriage became violent. Patrick Lovato died at age 54 in 2013 from cancer. I was very conflicted when he passed because he was so abusive, Lovato said in 2015. Still, she felt a kinship to him because of his own struggles with mental illness and addiction. He was mean, but he wanted to be a good person, she said. He wanted to have his family.